My name is Howard Bissell. I've lived on the river since 1971, so which makes it 33 years. It's cold outside, but as you can see, it's a very small space to heat. Now, I have a diesel floor-mounted stove there, and it's toasty warm almost instantly and very economical to run. So an old wooden boat, no, you shouldn't be cold at all. Easy to keep warm. You have to have a chemical toilet. You're not allowed to discharge into the river, which is a good thing, of course. So then you have to dispose of it. Here on the island, we have a cesspit. You have to lug the bucket up to the cesspit, empty it, and wash it out. Me on my own, that's a weekly chore. It is odd. I mean, if you notice, these boats are three deep. So I've got to walk over two neighbours' boats to get ashore and back again. So yes, we're close like that. And if anybody's in trouble, if a boat starts taking water or, God forbid, fire, which has happened, then everybody leaps too, and it's usually sorts out very quickly. But people tend to be quite private. You know, if you have your windows shut, doors shut and curtains drawn, people don't sort of, you know, you're not living in each other's pockets. I mean, when I first moved on, one of my neighbours, he was a middle-aged gentleman, seemed ever so old then, and he was an air traffic controller at London Heathrow, but he had a still on board, and got to him in the end, died of cirrhosis of the liver. His beer he brewed was excellent, but the spirit was a bit overproof and tasted like aftershave. But when he died, we had to break in, you know, because his daughter was coming down to sort out the boat, and we didn't want to find the still, so that went overboard pretty damn quick.